The following program has been pre-recorded. The views expressed by the participants are not necessarily those of WHFR Radio or Henry Ford College. Welcome to We Are Not Alone. We're local investigators, as well as world-renowned scientists and ufologists, share their latest evidence in support of the UAP reality. I'm David Twitchell, and for the next hour, we'll be exploring the mysteries of the UFO, UAP, and abduction phenomenon. My guest today is Mr. Phil Cava. Phil, along with other family members and friends, has witnessed UFOs over Lake Michigan in the past. Phil claims he has the ability to mentally summon these UFOs by meditation, otherwise known as C5. Phil is an alien experiencer and claims to have asked our visitors to implant him with a tracking device that is prevalent in alien abduction lore. Cava has worked closely with the late biophysicist W.C. Levengood in the area of what Levengood dubbed subtle energies, proving that there is a universal consciousness and that anyone is able to tap into it. Phil is the author of the book On the Shoulders of Giants, Contemplating the Super Scientific on My Journey Towards Enlightenment and Introduction to Subtle Energy Work. Phil has been interviewed on many radio shows and podcasts to include Coast to Coast AM and was on this show back in 2014. So I want to welcome him back. Hello, Phil.
Hey, David. How are you doing? Good to be back on. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
It's my honor, believe me. You were recently on, I don't know how recently it was, but you were on Discover Channel's documentary Uncovering Aliens. When was that?
Gosh, that was before I was on with you. I think it was 2013 when I actually aired. Okay. Sometime in early 2013, a while ago already.
Wow. But let's revisit that. What were you able to share at that time?
Well, you know, David, I never really, you know, you and I go back a long time. People are not familiar. You and I go back at least 20-some years, you know, when I first started to have my experiences. So we know each other more than most, and we're pretty much on the same page with a lot of our beliefs. Right. I never really wanted to speak out about my encounters. I never really wanted to. But the only reason I agreed to do it was because of Lefty's work, the work I did with Lefty. Because I thought it was so important that people, about with the subtle energy, not the crop circle stuff and the cattle mutilations, but the subtle energy work, because it's so important, because it leads to all of the work, research I did with him, my life's research and my life's work experiences with the ETs, showing us basically that all things are one and that we are in control of our destiny. Now, that being said, I wanted to share this with the world, so I agreed to do the show on Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. And they had my personal opinion was it could have been produced better, but I appreciate the opportunity to go on. And when I came out and did the show, it gave me an opportunity to get my story out there. I was really hoping that we could have talked more about Lefty and the work, but, you know, they had their agenda about UFOs over Lake Michigan.
Okay, Phil.
So that's what they stuck to. Mm-hmm.
Phil, when you speak of Lefty, we're talking about W.C. Levengood, right?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, those who do Dr. Levengood W.C. Levengood, the biophysicist, called him Lefty. And the funny thing about Lefty, if someone called him on his phone, he always answered on speakerphone when we were there. And if they asked for Dr. Levengood, he'd hang up, said there was no such guy there. If he didn't ask for Lefty, if he didn't say, hey, Lefty, he'd hang up. So habit, old habit. So when I say Lefty, yeah. But no, it was but the show was cool. I had my chance to get out there and tell my story. And I wish they really cut so much out in production. You know how, I know you've done some documentaries yourself. I saw you and David, or you and Bill on that one on television. And, they cut a lot of stuff out when they're doing shows and they don't really get the whole story in there.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's why I appreciate you having me on. So maybe we can get to that whole, the real gist of what I really want to talk about today is, you know, the message I feel I got, and I think we share that same feeling, is that what the ETs and interdimensionals or whomever they may be have been trying to get us across, you know, that's why we're here, to get this message out to people. Mm-hmm. And that is just about unity and oneness, and that we need to take control of our own lives and not be led astray by all the propaganda that's out there in the world.
Right.
So anyway,
right.
But yeah. So hopefully we can get to that stuff and explain how all that works together with everything.
Right. Well, first of all, we'll get back to that, but tell us about your sightings over Lake Michigan.
Well, see, that's the thing. I used to work in Grand Haven. I worked a hospital down there in the ER for about 6-7 years, and it was right by Lake Michigan. And so I was there all the time. I had seen a lot of craft over Lake Michigan, around Lake Michigan, but I also see them everywhere I go. So, like I said, they're everywhere. It's not just, you know, Lake Michigan. And, you know, for the show, they were looking for bases under the lake, you know, and, you know, there probably are underground, underwater bases everywhere. You know, there's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But my thought on all that stuff, with the bases and stuff, people wonder how they can go underwater, you know, and not get destroyed. And how, well, there's theories about that, but my thought on the whole thing is, most of these crafts are multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So what appears to be a mountain to us is a cloud to them.
Because
they can shift their, you know what I'm saying? The water has no effect on their, because they're vibrating at different frequency.
Okay.
A different spin, the atoms are going at a different spin rate, so they can go right through what we appear to be solid matter, because to them, mm-hmm. they know it's just energy, and they can phase through that. And I have personally witnessed that phasing in and out of craft, like so many people have, how they'll be there, then they won't take off, they will just disappear.
Just vanish.
They will just literally vanish, yeah. Right.
The Skinwalker Ranch, they appear to go into the mesa. And how is that possible? Well, like you say, they're vibrating at a different level.
Absolutely. There's so much I'd love to talk about. You know, we don't have time. There's just I'd love to really do a documentary on all the things I've learned and put both my books together and even get deeper into the philosophy and the theology of experiencers. What we've learned, you know, together. And well, like we were talking yesterday, throw that out there. After all we've learned, what do we know, David? Nothing.
Yeah, we were saying, after all we've learned, what have we learned? Pretty much nothing.
That's about it. It puts us right at the beginning point. But I think that's a good thing, because it puts us at the point of knowing that we are really, in the cosmic reality, we're just infants.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get out of preschool.
Yeah.
And I think if we reach that point, honestly, when you reach that point of knowing that you don't really know anything, mm-hmm. and you can let go of yourself and realize that you're part of something bigger, the oneness, that's when you really begin to grow and experience.
The oneness with everything, right?
Absolutely. With everyone, everything. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that all leads to quantum entanglement. And that's what I want to give to people is not just my experiences, that I saw this, I had this experience, But what I want to do is say, I had this experience and this is how it happened, and back it up with quantum physics. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I've done. And quantum physics is just, what I'm speaking is just truth. I'm not speaking anything new. We're not telling any new stories. We're just saying the same thing in a different way. It's universal truth. It's not coming from me. It's coming from the universe through me. So it's like when I do my energy work, whatever that is, that's not me. That Phil Kava doesn't exist. I am just one with the matrix, and I put the positive energy into the matrix.
You're just a conduit.
Ignoring myself in the process.
You're just a conduit. Right?
Pardon?
You're just a conduit.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we are. But our most powerful thing we have is our mind, and our you know, mind, body, and soul together. Mm-hmm. Put our mind, body, and soul together with good intentions, and we can literally create a new reality.
Right.
Just like that. We can collapse the one and create another one. And it's not just me saying it. I forwarded the show. I went on my Facebook, and I put a bunch of articles up on my Facebook page, so if people are on there, they can go on there and see a lot of references and everything, and lead them to give them some more background on some of the things I'm talking about. And hopefully before the show airs, I'll have time to go in and do a YouTube video on my YouTube channel, mm-hmm. which will have links to different sites or different stuff too. So and I'll do a little energy session.
Please include mine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was going to put a link on you, put your stuff on there, and then do it on my Facebook page. I was going to link your show to my Facebook and my channel and everything, too. But, yeah, I do appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, I want people to know, on another note, like I have not been so healthy lately. I want to do a little public service announcement if I could on sleep apnea. I've been really tired. I'd like to do more work for people. I wish I could be more active on YouTube and Facebook, but I really have some serious health issues. I have some stuff that I've been dealing with for years. So I think I didn't tell you about, but I have to go to surgery next week for a hernia. But the big thing is I have sleep apnea. And if you know anybody that has sleep apnea, ask them to get help, because it's really made my life very difficult, and it's a challenge, and it really puts a toll on your body. And I'm hoping there's a couple new implants that came out that I'm hoping to get before the end of the year, and I might get my life back, and hopefully we'll be able to do more for others by doing more videos and talking more and doing more shows. But I've just been really exhausted, and I apologize. I'm doing the best I can.
You sound very
the state I'm in.
You sound very, you know what I'm saying? You sound very energetic.
Well, I am today. I had an energy drink for the show.
You had what?
I had to, because I'm really am tired. But no, I do my Qigong every day. And I wanted people to know, too, about what I do. Now, you talked about you had me on the show. When I was on the show last time, mm-hmm. I actually did a Michigan MUFON meeting with you at the group. Shortly around that time. And at the time, I was not aware of what I could really do. My abilities were not fully known to myself at that time. Mm-hmm. And since then, it's been a while. So I've learned a lot, and I've learned what I can do. But like I said, if I can do it, anyone can do it. My second book pretty much tells you how you can do it. The best way that I can explain it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just want people to know that we can do so much more than we've been told we can. And like I said, what I do is I have the ability to imprint my intentions into the time-space matrix of universal mind. Okay. That being said, okay, let me brief summarize this. If you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see I have some videos. I can make videos that when you watch them, you'll feel the energy session that I did in the video. Okay. Now, I've also learned over the years that I can put energy sessions into the matrix, that you don't have to watch a video to feel them. All you have to do is ask the universe to give you access to the energy session I did. Okay. The specific energy session. And if you sit and relax, you will feel the energy, the Qigong session that I did for anyone who asked for it. I know this sounds bizarre, but I know it works because I've tested it with people over the past several years. So, for your show today, David, before we got on, I did a high intensity Qigong session for anyone listening to your show. Okay.
Okay.
So if your listeners want to access the energy session that I did for this show, all they have to do is relax, get in a quiet place, and ask the universe to allow them to feel the Qigong session that I did for this show. And it takes about, it's about a 7-6.5 minute session. It's very high intensity, should charge your chakras, maybe a little too much for some people. Mm-hmm. May make you a little dizzy, right? It's really intense. But I did that for the people who show just to show how connected we are. And if they go to my YouTube channel, there's a few videos. I don't sell things. I don't market. My YouTube channel is basically just my stuff for me and my kids and the people that listen every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But my videos work. I do the energy. You go, if they go to my channel, it's just Phil Cava on YouTube. Find my channel. Stand in front of the videos. Listen to what I'm saying. You'll feel the energy. And when you feel it, you'll be familiar with what to look for when you ask for the energy session without watching the video. So I want to put that out there for people to show them that it's about quantum entanglement. Okay. Quantum. You understand.
Yeah.
Right.
In other words, just tuning into the universe.
Exactly. Sorry. Just realizing, like we talked about yesterday, everything is one. We're all one. We're all connected in this matrix, this fabric of everything. I want to read a little quote here for you from
just
Max Planck.
Just for clarity, the matrix has nothing to do with being inside a computer, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, too. Now, let's clear that up before you get this thing. We talked about it yesterday. You think of the Matrix, you think of the TV show, where we're in a little tube somewhere. And it's not – I don't believe it's like that. We're not in a computer show. We are all energy. All things are energy. Mm-hmm. Everything takes place within the mind of God, within this Matrix. Now, that's why quantum physics backs me up. That's why quantum entanglement works, because everything is connected – energetically. David Bohm, one of Dr. Lovingood's lefty's favorite biophysicist was David Bohm, and his theory on implicate energy, that everything, the holographic universe, within every particle in the universe is the knowledge of every particle in the universe and everything. Mm-hmm. So everything knows everything. Everything's connected. So this all connects. And I want to go to Max Planck, this quote by Max Planck. It says, all matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter. So the vice is, I'm not saying anything new. I haven't discovered anything. I'm just trying to take what the scientists are saying, what the ancients have been saying, just like you did, what history has told us from other perspectives, and give it to people in a new way, a new understanding, so they can get through this time today. So, that being said, what I've gathered from all my experiences from the ETs and everything is that, like we talked about, we are all one, we're on, and we can literally change our physical reality by using our thoughts. We can either shift realities or we can change the physical reality we're in. Mm-hmm. Not exactly sure how it all works, but I do believe it's possible. Now, Joe Dispenza, I know people probably heard of him. Look him up. I can put some links on the thing. He does some fantastic work on healing, how people can literally collapse one time-space continuum and create another. And I've done it multiple times. We do it all the time in our lives and we don't realize it. And we do it when we're in sync with the universe. It's like the cosmic secret thing. The cosmic truths, cosmic laws. You attract what you vibrate. And if you know you're one with all things, you don't really need for much. You don't really want, and you're really at peace inside. But it's hard to find that peace living in this world.
Oh, yes. I hear you. I need to take a break right now just to remind our listeners that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And you're listening to We Are Not Alone. I'm your host, David Twitchell. And we're speaking with researcher, Mr. Phil Cava. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go ahead, Phil.
Oh, no problem. No, I just want to make sure, I want to cover everything your listeners want to talk about. I said it was important for me to, like I said, I want to get what I believe is the message from the ETs, from the interdimensional, make it clear to everyone. I talk about it, you know, my second book, I put some stuff up, like I said, on my Facebook page. I put a few pages of my book up there. But basically, I believe, and I believe quantum physics backs me up on this, that we can literally change our physical reality. Now, when I had written my first book back in 2012, 2013, wherever it was, mm-hmm. when I went on coast to coast first time, I was hoping that my thought was that collectively humans create our reality through consciousness. And we have the ability to change the physical world by using our thoughts. Mm-hmm. Now, collectively or individually. Since then, I've learned so much more on that concept, and everything I've learned has proven that this fact is true. Quantum physics has come up with so much more work on quantum entanglement and so many advances in quantum physics. It's hard to keep up with everything. But everything that's coming up, like superposition, okay? Another concept we talked about yesterday, and like with the ETs, I think have given us all these messages too. And this is what I want to get across to people who are UFO experiencers. I've known a lot of people. I've had a lot of experiences myself. And I believe that all of us have basically come to the same conclusion that what they're trying to get across to us. Now, there's a documentary out. I put a link on my Facebook. David Wilcox does this documentary on the Law of One. Okay. I'm not a big fan of David Wilcox, but I like what he's talking about in this documentary. It talks about how all things are one. And that in that documentary talk about competing alien forces trying to control the narrative of mankind. Could be the case. Could very well be the case. Like you and I discussed yesterday, it's hard to put names on it, names and faces, but something like that could be happening. Mm-hmm. That being said, if there are entities trying to control humanity so that collectively humans think a certain future out because of what they've been told to believe, and others wanted something else to happen. Well, if you look around at our world, say, for example, that the bad aliens, if there were such a thing, wanted us to think Armageddon into existence, right? The Christian story where everything goes bad and, you know, that whole story. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like it's happening if you look at the world today, David, doesn't it?
Well,
taking a Christian perspective, you know what I'm saying? The end times, if you were to look at, you know, the fire years, so you look at that and it's like, man, we're in trouble, right? Yeah. Well, what I want people to understand is don't get caught up in the fear, okay? Don't get caught up in the fear of all the propaganda and the reality. We're in a bad state. Things are really tough in this world. I mean, things are not good anywhere as far as I can see. So yeah, this is the time, most of all, that I really appreciate you getting me on right now, because this time people need to hear this. Don't get caught up in the fear. Stay positive. Trust in the universe. If you're a good person, a positive person, you're going to be okay regardless of what happens. But trust in the oneness of all things and that creative force that takes care of nature. Yeah. Trust in that. Put your faith in that and be strong in the belief in yourself. And control your thoughts, or your thoughts will control you. And that's probably the most important part. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I got to just go back to, when I came to do that show for the Discovery Channel, one of the first things they asked me is, what would you ask the aliens if you could talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. And the first thing that came to my mind was, well, who are you? Where do you come from? And what are you doing here? And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, who are we? Where do we come from? And what are we doing here? And I think that is really what the aliens want us to understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who are we? Where do we come from? And what are we doing here? It's not about them. It's about us.
I think if we could answer that question as to us, we could answer that question as to them, right?
Precisely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm getting at. But that's what I've gotten, you know, like we live, I know other experiences have said this, and I believe it true, and quantum physics backs it up. Everything is happening now. Okay, time doesn't really exist. Everything is happening in the moment, at this moment. So essentially, eternity is happening right now. Right. So we are in eternity right now, living in this moment. But so if all our so-called past and present lives are happening why are we in this particular consciousness right here? Mm-hmm. Now, I've given this a lot of thought, and I've come to, like I mentioned this to you yesterday. When I do my energy work, I realize that I can go, my energy penetrates, it goes in the matrix of time, space, so it's eternal. So I can heal myself in my past in this life, myself in other lives, and everyone else too. So mm-hmm. I don't specify. I send energy out, healing energy to everything, everyone, everywhere, every reality, and every potential reality. And all I can do is send positive, loving light into the matrix. That's the best I can do. But doing this, I know that I can affect change. So why am I here and why am I in this consciousness right now? Because I believe I have the best opportunity to make a positive change on all of reality at this point in time from where I am now, mm-hmm. from this moment of now.
Okay.
So I think it's why we're all here. So keeping that in mind, right now is a time to realize that if you are in control of your life, this is the message they want us to get. Don't listen to all the stuff everybody's telling you has to be. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be one way or another. Let's make a new way. I think that's a problem with when we look around sociologically with our society now. We look at all the crazy stuff that's going on, especially to us older folks. It's changing so fast. It's so crazy from what we were used to. But we can't get caught up in that and disturbed and angry and because change is constant. Change mm-hmm. is normal. Everything changes. We have to adapt, and change has got to happen. And it's not easy, but it's necessary because you can't.
And yet,
you can't have something new if you don't get rid of the old. You know.
Yet the underlying
and the old,
the underlying facts remain the same. Correct.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
And so tell us.
It's all about truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your research with W.C. Levin Good and or Lefty, as you want to call it, and his CDP device. So what did you discover?
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. Lefty and Dr. Geddes, John Geddes, they developed a device that they had patents that could actually measure chi. I'm going to put it in simplest terms I possibly can. Okay, it measured chi. So, like, if you were to be holding the CDP device, it had two metal rods you held in your hand, and it actually measured the cellular activity through your skin. And, you know, I won't get into the science behind it too much, too complicated. Anyways, it measured the chi, and when you held it, if I were to send you energy, you would feel it, and the machine would measure it on a chart graph. So it would come up, and it would raise a needle, and it would go down. And some of us could hold the rods in our hand and just think more energy, and we could raise the needle up and down and control it and shut it off. And I worked with Dr. Lovengood. I took the CDP device out to hospitals, to colleges, to schools, to little groups for research, and with Reiki masters, Reiki practitioners, other people, and did all kinds of field experiments with the CDP device on hundreds of people for several years, and testing their energy fields, how they were affected before and after certain stimuli, Reiki treatments, holding certain gems, the precious stones, and so forth. So, but what happened was that the whole thing got caught up with patent laws, you know, attitudes, and it just legal stuff really kept from getting anywhere. And then Dr. Geddes passed away and Lefty passed away, and nothing's really happened since with that work. So, but it was cool. It shows, you know, I understand how it works, and it shows that quantum entanglement exists.
Because,
like I said, I could have someone.
Do you have access to that CDP device?
Well, yeah, sure, I can make one. All I need is a chart record. I probably got a couple of them downstairs, yeah. Probably a couple in the basement still. Nothing to it. I mean, I can make one. No problem. The technology's not hard.
But you haven't tried.
You just need a chart recorder to measure it. But actually, I could probably do a digital one.
You haven't done that, right?
I haven't played with it because I don't have the patent, and I don't have, you know, I could play around with it, but I can't do any real research because the patent stuff, you know. But there's not, I mean, it's all stuck with, you know, legal stuff. So I'll leave it at that. But, yeah, I can play around with it. I can do stuff and for my own research, own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, it's pretty much, I don't think anything's ever going to come of it. But I learned a lot, And it does prove that, you know, we are connected and we can do things. Like I said, I could have someone in California, Europe, Hawaii, anywhere holding that device, and I could send them energy and it would register on the device.
Yeah. And, a lot of experiments were done with that, and just amazing results, unbelievable results.
Right. Well, yeah, you've done it. I mean, yeah, you've had personal experience with that.
Yeah.
And there's there's so much that Lefty and I talked about work that so much other stuff. I got hours of tape that he allowed me to tape our conversations because we talked about so much for research. I got hours and hours of tape on stuff that I'm sure nobody's gotten to yet. And I honestly, I haven't listened to it in years, and I got to go through it and see what else is in there. Mm-hmm. But no, it's really cool. And I, like I said, I have one here. I don't have a chart recorder. The one I had, someone borrowed it and never returned it. Uh-huh. Anyways, but I need to get one. And yeah, I could play with that. Yeah. And maybe someday I'll have to get one and get together with you guys and the old group and have some fun just messing around with the TDP device.
I'm open for it.
Okay. We'll have to set that up pretty soon.
You've said before that you feel that you have an implant that these guys put in that you, at your request. And how did that come about? Where is it located?
Well, that was back when I first, you know, I probably been having ET experiences my whole life, but they really accelerated in the mid to late 90s. Mm-hmm. And I think it was fall 97, maybe even later, 98 or 99. I can't recall exactly. Maybe 98 or 99, actually. I think it was 98 when I moved up here. But I had been witnessing multiple. I mean, that was when I first met you. And I was seeing craft every day. And not just alone. Anybody who was with me, they were just everywhere I was, there was craft. Mm-hmm. And every time I look up, I mean, and that's the thing, I have several nephews, nieces, my wife, my kids, they've all witnessed multiple craft with me multiple times, you know. They're out there. They're real. We are not alone.
Never
have we been alone. But anyways, I'm sorry, Lars. What did you ask me? My head's going a million miles an hour now.
The implant.
So anyway, it was really cool because I had been, you know, I'd been seeing all these ships. And when experiencers first start having these experiences, especially the way I was having them, everywhere I look, there's UFOs. And I'm thinking, you start to get this thing like, why me? What? Why me? First, like, am I special? And then you go, no, I ain't special. You figure that one out. Nothing special about me. Really? Eventually, you get that one through your head. But anyways, takes a minute. But no, I was like, you know, I really want to know what's going on. I just was asking him. And see, what happened was, yeah, I remember what happened. Now, see, I was in that was actually 99 when that happened. Now that I remember the dates. But anyways, looking back, I remember it was not a good time. It was shortly after I was in a really bad car accident that I got the implant. That's why I asked for it. Now, I totally forgot, David, until you brought that up. But it was 1996, and August 6, 1999, I was in a really bad car accident that messed up my life. Mm. And it was shortly after that that I asked the ETs to give me something to help because I was super depressed and very not okay. Mm. And then the couple days after I put that request out to the universe, I was driving towards a smaller town west of me, and just outside of town, there was a friend of mine was with me, and there was there was one giant cigar craft hovering over this little church. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was huge. It was like maybe 100 feet off the ground. I'm like, oh wow, check that out. And then I looked to the right, and there was another one on the other side of the road. So there's two of them. And then they took off and went west down the road. And I went down the road and stopped in the party store about a half mile down the road. And as I got out of the car to go in the store, another one came over to the party store.
Wow.
And a lady was coming out of the store, and I go, do you ever see one of those? And she looked up and she looked up. I go, I see them all the time. I don't know what they are. Anyways,
she said
the next day or so.
Wait a minute. Well, she said she sees them all the time?
No, she said, no, I told her I saw them all the time. I had no idea what they were. Oh. She had looked at and her mouth dropped open, and she was like, and she didn't know what to say. Like, I see them all the time, and I walked in the store, and that's all I said. Wow. Anyways, a couple days after that, woods been like, I was out deer hunting. I was out bow hunting, actually. And I was in the woods the day before that, and I don't know what it was. I was sitting out in the woods, and I knew I came home. That was it. I came home after morning hunting in the morning, and I was getting undressed, and because I'd gotten up early that morning, went out in the woods. I came back, and I was getting undressed, and I looked at my arm, and there was this giant donut-shaped bruise. Mm. Like, no bruise in the middle, just a circle bruise. And I got pictures of it in my book, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got an implant. And I could see it sticking up in the middle of it. And I felt it and grabbed it. It's right in my right tricep, right underneath my right tricep. And I flipped out, and I flipped out so bad. I literally was about to take a Stanley knife and cut it out.
God. Bad idea.
Yeah, it was. So I stopped myself. So I went to the doctor, my doctor at the time. Mm-hmm. And I told him, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I think I had an implant. And he goes, oh. So no, and he was my parents' doctor for years, right? Mm-hmm. I've known this guy. I take my parents to doctor. That's why I was here, to take care of my parents. So he was their doctor. He's my doctor. I go, well, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I think I got an implant. He goes, oh. He goes, no, you're not crazy. He goes, the guy I get my blueberries from gets abducted all the time. He goes, man, they do nasty stuff to him. Are you okay?
Wow.
And then he goes, let me see. So he felt it. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, it's right there. He goes, well, we can x-ray it, but it probably won't show up. He goes, we do an ultrasound or something if you want, but it's there. I mean, he goes, what do you want me to do? I'm like, nothing, I guess. But it's, so it bothered me for years, and it's still, I don't touch it, But if I play with it, I want to puke. It makes me sick, man. If I mess around with it.
Yeah, moves around. So, does it move around?
No, it's really deep now. It's way deep in my arm. And if I mess around with it, it's hard to tell because you're moving the muscle. It's really hard to tell so deep, but it makes me feel not very good. And I'm pretty sure I'm pretty positive there's one in my spine too, about the size of a number two pencil lead, really thin thing right out of my spine. I asked them about that one too, but I don't know what they're for or what they do. No idea. My daughter has one in her wrist. She had a, when she was, early teens, maybe late 10, 11, something like that, hurt her wrist at the playground. Mm-hmm. First time she ever gotten hurting. Took her down to the hospital, x-ray, and the doctor comes in with the x-ray. Says, you ever get a piece of metal stuck in your wrist? Mm-hmm. Never. She got one in her wrist. And it shows, hers shows up on x-ray, though. Yeah. So,
typically,
what do they do?
I don't know.
I don't know. No idea. No idea.
I need to take one more break to let our listeners know that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to We Are Not Alone. I'm your host, David Twitchell, and we're speaking with author and investigator and alien experiencer, Mr. Phil Cava. And, Bill, what do you think about the latest congressional hearing with whistleblower David Grush and the Navy pilots? What do you think will become of this revelation?
Well, I say kudos to them for coming out and speaking out. That's fantastic. I'm great they finally done that. Now, to be honest with you, I think everything that's going to come of it has come of it. Now we have the government saying, okay, yeah, they're there. They're out there. We're not denying that. And like I was telling yesterday, for years we called them unidentified flying objects, right? Mm-hmm. Don't know what they are. They're flying things, don't know. Now the government is calling them unmanned aerial phenomena, right? Unmanned doesn't mean not intelligently controlled, but there's something there. There's definitely something there. They can't deny the fact that there is a physical object in our airspace. So just the fact that they now call them UAPs is significant Because in my eyes, it's significant because the government say they're no longer identified. Basically, they know what they are and they can't tell anybody. David, look at the state of our world right now. Yeah. We can't get along with someone if they don't believe the way we do as a race.
Right.
You don't believe the same things I do. You're not the same color as me. You don't have, no, man. You think we're going to get in that cosmic, we ain't invited yet, man. We are too violent.
Don't you think, that something like that would bring us together? Ronald Reagan said that, wouldn't we come together if there was a force outside of the earth that was attacking us or threatening us? We'd set our differences aside and be as one. Don't you agree with that?
Not in slightest bit.
Really?
You know what I mean? I think it would be for each his own. Everybody's on their own. They try to suck up to him.
Every man for himself, up for the hills.
That, especially where I'm living. But no, the reality is, I think human consciousness, people couldn't handle it. Even if the most loving aliens came down, right?
Right.
We are generating peace. You feel nothing but love and happiness when we're in your presence. Just, and we're just here to save you guys. We're here to, we don't want nothing back. What we do, we'd shoot them.
Yeah.
We'd not believe them. We'd think they're going to eat us. Yeah, they'd have an agenda.
I know, but what I'm saying is, don't you think that Americans and Russians and Chinese and North Korea would all get together and shoot at the aliens at the same time?
Yeah, they probably would.
Huh?
But when it was all over, go right back to the same thing.
I was going to say, we go right back to the same thing. Okay.
I'm so optimistic.
that's over with. Let's go back to fighting each other.
Well, that's the thing, David. It's change is personal. Yeah. It's internal. It's got to be done one at a time inside. No, there's no answers out there. All the answers come from within. Because you only get out there by going inside. Mm. You got to separate. When all the stuff's going on in the news and the aliens are attacking the batteries, you got to remain calm. Yeah. You got to remain calm and peaceful. And like I said, I always tell people, it's easy to be a Buddhist monk living in with a bunch of Buddhist monks in the mountains, but try being a Buddhist monk with a family in New York City.
Yeah.
Good luck, But no, it's control your thoughts or your thoughts will control you. And that's what it comes down to. And that's a constant cognitive behavioral practice, Keep your thoughts in the right stream of thought, Be positive. When you start thinking bad thoughts, stop yourself and think positive thoughts. And it's really about active thinking, controlling your thoughts. Your thoughts are the most powerful thing that you have. That's one thing Lefty always talked about, intention. And he believed that sincerely. Dr. Edwin Tiller, intention. Our intentions are, and like Joe Dispenza, with our intentions in line with our heart and soul can literally change the world. Mm-hmm. And I believe it 100%. Mm-hmm. It, one way or another, good or bad, they can do that.
So, you claim,
try to be positive.
You claim
to try to be positive.
You claim to have psychic healing abilities. Tell us about that. And do you feel that these abilities are a direct result of your ET contact?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to call myself a healer, right? Because I'm not. I'm just the conduit, like you said.
Right.
Right. I have sent energy to people, and they have gotten better. Okay. Mm-hmm. The universe does work. It's the energy body, So it's about balance, mind, body, and soul, and that's about taking care of yourself as best you can. Sometimes, but it's really about your mind. If you can keep your mind, your heart, body, and soul in line, you're good to go. As far as energy work, like when I do my Qigong, okay? My grandfather was a healer too. Okay, he could do similar things I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Appalachian Mountains. So there is a genetic thing there, right? Mm-hmm. But doesn't mean my grandfather wasn't abducted either. You know what I'm saying?
Did he ever speak of that?
Well, he died before I was born. And here's the funny thing. Ed Edwards, you know Ed Edwards, right? From Lefty, working with Lefty, the other energy worker. Lefty always talked about.
I probably did back then. Can't think of it.
Yeah, anyways, Ed, his grandparents were also faith healers. They did the same stuff that my grandpa did. And his folks were from the Appalachians in Georgia. Mine were from the Appalachians in Pennsylvania. So there's this Appalachian
connection,
white magic thing out there mm-hmm. that they did. I have knowledge of that, and I also have that some kind of genetic thing too. But like I said, it doesn't mean the ET's been here forever. Not like they started coming in 1947. They were here before us. So very well, if it goes back in families, like all experiencers, abduction, it could go back generations. Yeah. You know, so, but the healing, like I said, we can all do it. And like, it's just a matter of keeping your mind, body, and soul in mind. And you don't have to have any special, you just, for lack of a better word, pray for somebody. Put positive intentions their way, heartfelt, positive intentions, and things will get better. And if you know, and it helps to know that it works. So once you've done it once and you see it work and you do it again and it works and then do it again and it works, then you go, wow, this works. And you know it works.
Yeah.
And the more you just know, like every day I do my thanks to you and Coast to Coast and all the other people that have been in my life. I have been able to use my energy and do experiments through Facebook and radio shows and everything to know that I can do these things.
Right.
And if we weren't all in this together, I wouldn't know anything, you know? So, we can all do it.
What was funny about Lefty, Lefty was totally against religion and didn't want to talk about God or anything like that. There's no such thing.
Yep.
Didn't believe it. Because when he was a child, his parents forced him to go to church and was very strict, yep. religious, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, wait a minute, Lefty, you believe in this subtle energy and you believe in an entity that you can relate to and all is one and all of this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't that God?
Yeah.
No. He said, no, I cracked up. You know, call it what you want. Call it what you call it, God. Call it the head master of energy. I don't care what you call it. Worship him differently if you want, but it's all the same thing. Don't you?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. It's like I said, the universal mind. I call it universal mind.
Yeah.
My friend calls it great spirit, you know.
Yeah.
You call it the Tao, the Chi, you know, there's so many names for energy, for the whole thing. But it's all, like I said, it's all the matrix, everything that we exist in is just energy. Yeah. Without consciousness, matter wouldn't exist.
Right. Well, now Lefty knows for sure, right?
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Like you said, he believed, I know something happened to him when he was young at his house. He told me about an experience he had that made him believe there was something more. Hmm. He had this, like, a voice speak to him in ether or something. And so he knew there was something out there. He just did not want to call it God because religion.
Right.
Religion brought, and that's what my wife has the same issue. You talk about prayer, you say prayer, because unfortunately, the people that should have been enlightening us, leading us towards, you know, oneness have done nothing but separate us and lead us towards war. So,
we got together at his house one time, and they wanted to do a C5, which is trying to get the ET or whoever they are to materialize for us. And so we stood around in a circle and we started chanting or doing whatever it was, asking these beings to present themselves. And he just dropped his hands after a couple of minutes. He says, "No, this is too much like praying." And he wouldn't be part of it.
Yep.
So he was a wonderful guy, and I loved him to death. But he could be funny, you know.
He definitely was. Like I said, he was a good friend to me. He was my mentor and a good friend, and I miss him. I miss the conversations. It was great to talk to you the other day. My gosh, man, it feels good to talk to someone who's on the same page. But I want to say to you and all your listeners, hang in there. If you're having experiences, it gets crazier. The more you learn, the less you know. But it's okay. It's going to be okay. Don't get caught up on names and places and dates and all that stuff. Trust in the energy. Check out my YouTube page. Check out my Facebook page. I'm not selling anything. You know, my books are on Amazon. I think I make a dollar if you buy a book. Amazon's made a lot more money than me.
I always say, you'll never get rich writing books on UFOs.
No, absolutely not. Trust me. You might be able to buy a six-pack or something.
Yeah, right.
Anything else, Dave, that you want to talk about?
Well, we do have 7 minutes here. So I wanted to say, you mentioned that the UAP meant unmanned, but you know firsthand that these vehicles are manned, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, not by humans.
No, but
humanoids. Well, actually, they could be. They could be.
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
Well, you know, like I said, I have witnessed craft that, the first really, really close sighting I had, one was probably 40 feet over my head. I would say 97. I was in Westland, in Michigan. And when that flew over my head, that was a big craft. That was big enough to hold humanoids. And they sent down a beam of love and acceptance to me that I can still feel today.
Wow.
So I know there was some kind of being on that craft, and that thing took off, and it took off so fast. It was awesome. One of the most awesome things I'd ever seen in my life. But I've also seen probes. I mean, I've seen little probes that were way too small for anything to be, well, maybe not. The other dimensions, they could have been big, but I've seen things that are definitely probes, spheres, cylindrical shaped things. And then I've seen craft so big that they're like the size of a small city, a city block.
Yeah.
I witnessed those with my nephews, and that was back in Wixom, back in the 90s, late 90s. We witnessed that. It was crazy. But, something's controlling.
Yeah. Mine was in Detroit, and it was the size of the city block. So
okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's
the only sighting I ever had. My sister had many sightings. But
Right.
And abductions. Right. But not me. They didn't want me. They said, you know, go write a book, have a radio show, tell the world about us, but don't come back because we don't want you.
Well, hey, you're doing your part, man, and I appreciate you, man. I really do. And it's, you know, that's the thing. We don't. This isn't a a career advancing thing you do to go.
No.
Talk about ETs, you know what I'm saying. But we do it because I think, you know, I discussed this yesterday. On some level, we feel like we have been sent here to do this. We kind of agreed to go through the stuff we're going to go through to learn the things we could learn so we could share and let people know there's hope somewhere. There's hope.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And
I do.
Your book On the Shoulders of Giants. Tell us about that, or have you told us about that already?
That's just the first one. The first book was just about my life and all the things that the universe has shown me and all the spectacular, crazy things that happened and the tough times I've been through, the things that I've survived only because of my faith and because the universe made a path clear for me to do so. Mm-hmm. I kind of just put it together so I can show people how things happened to me are explainable through quantum physics and how I met Lefty and how his, you know, his teaching, things that he showed me opened up doors to everything else and put everything together for me in my whole life and helped me to understand and move on to the next phase, you know, to where I am now. And he wrote my second book. And now it's like, I really want to get together with some more experiencers and delve into the theology, the thoughts, their philosophies, the personal philosophies of experiencers, what they really feel about the universe.
Well,
himself.
Now this is only for Michigan MUFON members,
but right.
Bill Konkoleski, the head of the state director for Michigan MUFON, has a get together on the web.
I did see that he sent me a thing, and I have not yet responded. I really need to do. Like I said, my health issues are slowing me down. So hopefully, I'm hoping maybe next month. Well, next month I'll be laid up, so I won't be doing anything. So, but no, I do want to get on there with that and check that out one night, because us old timers who've been through it and been going through a long time might have some advice to help some people who are just getting into it and going through some stuff. So,
yeah,
something I need to check out. I appreciate you bringing that up too, though.
And for our listeners who are in other states, other cities, even other countries, because this goes out all over the world. There's someone in your area that has a MUFON group. Get with the nearest one and ask them, where can I go? I have had sightings, or I feel I've been abducted, or I'm just very interested in this topic. Get with them. MUFON. It's a great group. I mean, it's a nonprofit, and I couldn't mention it if it wasn't a nonprofit on this WHFR. But get with them, and either they'll answer questions or they'll show you where to go for help, and show you where to go where you can talk to people about your experiences or what you feel were your experiences without fear of criticism or being made fun of. Am I right, Bill?
Absolutely, Dave. I mean, MUFON's been a big support for me. I mean, if it weren't for the people at MUFON at first, I don't know what I would have had nowhere to go.
Yeah,
I would have been all alone. And just knowing that other people are going through it, you know, you're not the only crazy one in the world.
I always say, people say, I thought I was going crazy. I always say, people who think, people who are actually insane never challenge their own sanity. So if you think you're crazy, you're all right.
That's a good point. I have to remember that one.
So, Phil, tell us where our listeners can go to check out more of your work.
Well, just really, my stuff's on Facebook. I got my YouTube channel up. That's it. I don't have a website or nothing. My books are available on Amazon. I am going to put a link, though, on my YouTube channel for all the stuff we've been talking about. I'll put a little short video up, do a little energy session. I'll try to get that done before I go in for surgery next week. So by the time the show airs, it'll be all ready to go. But I should have all the information on there, my YouTube channel or my Facebook page.
Mr. Phil Cava, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you, David, so much. Appreciate it.
And bye-bye.
Bye.
And I want to thank you, the loyal listener. Go to WHFR's homepage, scroll down to We Are Not Alone, and click on the headline, which will take you to where you can find my website with all the archive shows. Or click on the Talk Shows button. Then the We Are Not Alone button for the latest show archives. And please join me the first Monday of each month at 2 p.m. when we will again explore the mysteries of the UAP phenomenon. And until then, this is David Twitchell reminding you to keep an eye on the sky.